You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
This year's Edinburgh International Festival is home to hundreds of performances, including music, theatre and dance. Here to tell us about one of those performances is audio describer Bridget Stevens. Bridget, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Well, Bridget, tell us a bit about Works and Days, the show you'll be describing on Sunday, August the 10th.
Well, Works and Days is an amazing show. It's very unusual, particularly for an audio describer, in that the actors don't say anything. There are no words as part of this production, but there are lots of sound effects which convey a great deal. And there's also live music, which is very interesting, played on a variety of instruments. And we will describe in words the visual components of the show, and we'll endeavour to make it possible for any visually impaired people in the audience to understand and appreciate what's going on. There are some things that are a little mysterious about it. It covers a range of emotions, from joy to sorrow and death. The theme is the separation of people from their natural surroundings. There are visual elements of this show which are very striking. There's a lot of nudity. There's some sex. There is quite a lot of blood, but it's very appropriately introduced. These, you might say, shocking visual components are always appropriately introduced to the action. And the message is of today, that the things of the past are fading into the past. Previous lifestyles are no longer lifestyles. And what we are having to adapt to now is a very different way of life in different circumstances from what went before. That's the basic theme of the show.
It's quite unusual sometimes to have a performance without words, without the actors speaking lines. Does that create more work for you as an audio describer?
Yes. It's going to be very different because normally, as you'll be aware, the audio describer relies on what the actors say to provide some of the structure giving the story. But the actors say absolutely nothing at all. We don't want to be speaking all the time because that would perhaps take away from our listeners' enjoyment of the thing. Plus, there is live music and there are sound cues which we will help. We will explain to our listeners. There are lots of sound effects, and I think the sound effects with the music and what we'll say by way of an introduction to the show before it starts will help people understand.
And are there touch tours available for the performance on Sunday the 10th?
There will be a touch tour, which will again be rather unusual because there isn't a set in the sense, the conventional sense of a theatre set. The stage is essentially empty. There are a lot of props which get brought in and out, and associated with the bringing out of these props is often a sound. So that will help us explain what's happening because we can always draw attention to the sound that's being made. But there isn't a set as such. There's very little that's normal about this production. It's a great production. It's very vibrant. It's brilliantly well done, but it has no words and it has no set.
Well, do people need to book in advance for audio description, or can that be arranged on arrival at the Lyceum Theatre?
No, it can't be arranged on arrival, particularly with this production because it's very popular and the sales are booming. So people would have to get in touch with the Edinburgh International Festival box office now in order to be sure of getting a seat for themselves and for an essential sighted companion if that is required. There are very good ticket deals for people with visual impairment. They get a half price ticket for themselves and an essential companion goes free.
And what's the Lyceum Theatre like for people who may not have visited before? Is it an accessible venue?
It is an accessible venue. It's a Victorian venue, but it's had a lot of work done to its interior. And throughout the year, outside of the festival period, it has a regular programme of audio-described performances. Every show that is put on at the Royal Lyceum Theatre in Edinburgh is audio-described. So the front-of-house staff there and the management staff are very accustomed to helping people who need to be introduced to the audio description. All the equipment, the tech is in place, and there should be absolutely no problems on that side.
And you're describing this performance along with another audio describer. How does that partnership work when there are multiple voices describing one performance?
And how does it work when there's no interval? Because normally there will be two audio describers working on a show. Most shows have an interval, not all of them. This one does not have an interval. So we will have to identify a point in the show where it would make sense for us to change over from the person who introduces the show and does the audio description of the first section and then hands over to audio describer number two. So we'll have to find a moment when we can do that without interrupting the flow of what the audio describer one might be saying. But we're not planning on speaking all the time. That would be very tiring for our listeners. It'd be tiring for us too. Nor is it necessary. It isn't necessary. We're aiming to convey in words the essential action, the essential appearance of the characters. And beyond that, we will allow our listeners to listen to the music, which is live, played on a variety of instruments, some of them medieval, some of them more modern.
Where's the best place to find tickets and more information for Works and Days?
I need to emphasise again that tickets are going like hotcakes. So if anybody has not got a ticket for the audio described performance of this show, Works and Days, it's on Sunday. It's at 3 p.m. The Touch Tour will be before then. And all the information about the Touch Tour and about the location of seats where the audio description will be clearly heard. It's the usual setup. I imagine most of your listeners will have been to audio described productions elsewhere. So they'll know that when they arrive, they must ask for a headset, an audio description headset, which will be lent to them free of charge. They will be given an explanation of how it works, which is very basic. It's very simple. It's essentially an on-off switch. Then they make their way to the auditorium with their tickets, either on a phone or their sighted companion might have the tickets, possibly in paper form. And the ushers, the front of house ushers at the Lyceum Theatre, are very experienced in meeting and greeting people who have come particularly for the audio description. So you'll be well looked after. The crucial thing, and I repeat again, is you must see about buying your ticket immediately in order to secure that. It's well worth it. It's an amazing show. It's quite unique. I have never been to a show, let alone audio described one, where there are no words. So it's a challenge for Lydia and me, but we're looking forward to it.
Audio describer Bridget Stevens, we wish you the best for the performance of Works and Days at 3 p.m. on Sunday, August the 10th at the Lyceum Theatre in Edinburgh. It sounds absolutely fascinating. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.